cloning, does it support evolution? Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker on the book of Genesis. Well, Ken, we know that scientists can clone animals like sheep, but this has nothing to do with evolution, correct?
Well, first of all, let's understand how scientists do clone an animal. You see, Mark, we're all made up of trillions of cells, and in nearly all of our cells, we've all the information in our genes that made our entire body. But not all the genes are switched on. Only those needed for that type of cell are. Now, take the sheep in Scotland that was cloned years ago. Scientists took the nucleus containing all the genes of a sheep from the cell of a sheep. They placed it in the egg of a female sheep. They also removed the nucleus. Now, follow this. They then tricked the nucleus to switch on all the genes and develop into a sheep. Now, you have to have the egg of a female, or you can't clone an animal, so therefore the idea of cloning dinosaurs is nonsense unless you have a living female dinosaur to start with. And cloning is not evolution. There was no new information added to the animal. All the information came from the previously existing genes. You see, evolution requires new information to be added. Cloning can only be done because God created the information in the first place.
Why is the creation-evolution question more controversial today than it has been in decades? Ken Ham offers an explanation in his free booklet, Evolution, Creation, and the Culture Wars. It's on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.